Welcome back to Ricardo Vega's podcast. My name is Ricardo Vega, and I'm coming to you live from a small town in Nevada. This episode is episode number one. This is the real episode number one. I uploaded a test episode. I was just trying this app out or whatever, but I just wanted everybody to hear what I am, who I am, where I come from, my whole little bit of spiel and my background. My name is Ricardo Vega. I am 19 years old, and I'm sick and tired of working for a company that doesn't treat me the way I would like to be treated. And that is an episode for another time. So right now, let's just get into my background, where I come from, and what I've been through, and why I am choosing to podcast at 1:27 in the morning, local time. So I was born in Mexico, a small town called La Barca, Jalisco. And if you don't hear from that, I do speak Spanish. So if you ever want to have that translated document or something, just send it my way. Cha-ching. Just kidding. I don't know if I could do that, but maybe we'll try that out at some point. I was born in that town, La Barca, Jalisco. And from there, I kind of lived my life there when I was a kid. I was born there. I lived there till when I was about 10 because my dad, when he was younger, he would come and go 6 months and 6 months. He would spend 6 months in Mexico and 6 months in the U.S. in Tahoe. I don't know if you guys have heard of Tahoe. Maybe you have. But, that was where he came during the summer because he kind of had, like, a seasonal job where he could afford to do that. So, he would go to Mexico for 6 months and then come work for 6 months. So, that's kind of what he did. And he did that till I was about 10. And throughout that time, he was trying his hardest to get us legally here because he knew that would be a better option, even though it would be a more expensive option. He understood that that would give us a lot of opportunities, and I think he did the greatest choice. And when we were 10, he pulled the plug and we moved to Tahoe, and we moved to around the same area where he used to live. Actually, it was like he lived in like a trailer thing. I forget what they're called. He lived on trailer park. Oh my god, that was so easy. It's 1:27 a.m. guys, please bear with me. Trailer park. He lived at a trailer park, but they had this really small little cabin type of thing, kind of like things you buy at Home Depot, you know what I'm talking about? But this one had like a window and like a bathroom and stuff. So he lived there for 6 months, and I think somebody actually came to live at the same exact place for 6 months while my dad is in Mexico. So that's pretty cool. And we literally moved next door, like we could see where he used to live and stuff. And one time the whole place was like vacant, so there was no tenant or whatever, and we went and like we could steal some of the stuff he still had, like kind of just like trash that he threw on the side of there, and like no one picked it up. But it wasn't like trash, it was like toys. I think there's like a wheelchair or something, I don't know. But that's kind of what went down. That's kind of my story from when I was 10. We moved into Tahoe, and then we lived there a couple years. I think probably about 2 years. Two or three years. And then we were looking for houses because my dad really wanted to own a house. And Tahoe is way too expensive. Like, it's a tourist town. Like, it was just not gonna happen, especially with his salary and stuff. It just, it's not gonna work out. So we came to look for in Carson City because we did all our shopping in Carson City, because in Tahoe things are more expensive, and we have a big family. At the time it was 7 people, now it's grown to 9. But so We looked for houses here in here in Carson, not here in Carson. And we looked for houses some gosh, should I even be saying where I live? Like, I feel like people are gonna come look for me. Anyways, we looked for houses in Tahoe. Oh God, I'm scared now. Shit. Okay, whatever. I'm not big enough for people to just like come and look for me. But we looked for houses in a nearby town because we did all our shopping there. And since we're a big family, there was a Costco in that town. And there was really nothing that we could afford in that town. It's still kind of expensive for us. And like, they got approved for a loan. I think it was only $100,000 or something like that. I don't remember exactly. But we ended up in another town that was closer to the first town. That was close to the first town, but not like about 20 minutes away. And that's where I reside at this point. I'm actually living in the garage, so it gets really hot in here. So I try to make these podcasts kind of short because it is so hot right now. It's, oh my God, it's the first of the month. Holy goodness. Okay, wow. Yeah, oh goodness. Okay, yeah, the first of the month. And it's July, so it's kind of hot around this area. We live in like a desert type of area, so it's hot. I think high 90s is kind of where we reside, high 90s. Yeah, that's kind of our like day-to-day during this time. And I'm kind of tired, I guess. But yeah, that's where we are living at the moment. Yeah, so that's my spiel. That's who I am. Obviously, I went to school throughout that time. And actually, during high school, I kind of had like a cool moment where I like did a little bit of college as a senior. And that's like a new program around my area called Jumpstart. And then I actually worked for my college that actually, you know, one of my teachers, she's also a counselor, so she's setting me up for classes. And actually, I was in Mexico, I believe, or something like that. And my girlfriend went and she set up her classes because we kind of met in the... We met in high school, but we were both offered the opportunity to do college. And then when we were in college, that's when we started dating. And so she went in and she got her like whole class situated. And the counselor told her, would you guys like a job? Would you like a job that pays $15 an hour? And we were more than happy to take a job that paid $15 an hour. I thought that was like baller status. I thought I was... making all the money. I was gonna make it rain wherever I went. But after taxes, and I was only allowed to work like 18 hours a week, so it wasn't that great, but it wasn't also that bad. So I'm happy that I worked there. I worked there for about a year and a half, actually. And so she went, she got a job, or she went and she got a job offer, and then she was like, I think I'm going to go run this through Ricardo. And my teacher, counselor, she knew that we were dating. So she was like, okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe you guys can work together. And so then as soon as I went to go take my sign up for classes, I was like, of course I want to work together. Like, duh, $15 an hour. Psh, of course, I'm going to be rich, I'm gonna go everywhere, make it rain and all this stuff. And yeah, I did college 1 year while I was still a senior, so that was not when I was working. But when I graduated from high school, oh my God, this is the longest ramble ever. Holy shit, I'm gonna need to make like outlines for this stuff. Like, also, I'm not sure how Anchor works and if I can curse or not, or what is going on, but I'll try not to curse. And if I do curse, please don't take it to heart. I'm trying not to do it as often, maybe. I don't know, I think so. But anyways, yeah, that's kind of my spiel, who I am. And the reason I want to start this is because I just don't like my job. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast episode, I don't like my job, but more than that, I don't think I like jobs in general. I don't like the idea of making someone else money. I'd rather make my own money because I believe that I'm an efficient, hardworking person and I'm very creative, and I think that there are better fields to get into than manufacturing for that sort of thing. And I'm not just like manufacturing engineer, I'm like a manufacturing machine operator. So basically, like, all I do is just operating machines, and like, I guess that's cool, but like, it gets boring. I think for me, it just, same thing every day is not for me. I want variance, I want chaos in my life, I want pulling my hair, trying to figure things out, and that's just what I want. And so I'm trying this podcast thing, and maybe one day I do get big, or maybe, I don't know, maybe we can get sponsors on this or whatever. I doubt we're getting sponsors. I am so bad at this. But anyways, this is my shot at trying to find a better way for myself. I kind of want to build a lifestyle business type of thing. I want my, you know, I want my life to be, I want to be, so one of my goals in life is to be location independent, meaning I don't have to live in the area I live because I work in the area that I live or whatever. I want to move to freaking China or Africa or whatever and be able to do the same thing no matter where I am and make similar amount of money. And I think that is a way better way to work than what I am doing right now. And I also see my dad, you know, my dad has gone through not multiple jobs, but recently his company went under, not his business, but like, the company that he worked for went under, and he just lost his job like that. And I don't want that. I want that if I slack and I'm not efficient and I'm not working hard every day and my company does go under, then that's my fault. I can take full responsibility for that. But when it's somebody else's fault or whatever, I don't want to be hurt by that. That is the worst. That sounds awful because I don't want to live a life where all I'm doing is chasing money. I want to live a life that's fulfilling. I want to be able to have fun, be able to just go places and be location independent, like I said, and go able to live in Australia if I wanted to for a while. I want to go live in Mexico for a while. I want to go live in Asian countries for a while. I want to go to Europe for a while. I want that kind of freedom, and I want to just kind of have money, because I believe that money is a tool. Money is a tool, and money won't buy you happiness. Money will buy you freedom, and I think that freedom will result in you being happy. But hold on, there's a bug on my wall. Whoops. Uh-oh, it's moving. Oh man, it got away. Anyways, out of sight, out of mind. Am I right? Okay, I think 13 minutes is good enough for right now. So I will talk to you guys later. Bye.